الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading from where we had left off in the first question the author he mentioned. رحمه الله تعالى. السؤال. See, there's a scene there. The scene, this is رمز. يعني it stands for سؤال. It stands for سؤال. Whenever you read it, you don't read it seen. You read it سؤال. Question. The response after that, what does it say? جيم. جيم. How do you read it? الجواب. الجواب. We have a question and the answer or the response. السؤال. يعني السؤال الأول. ما أول ما يجب على العباد. What is the first obligation upon the servants? What is the first obligation upon the servants? الجواب أول ما يجب على العباد معرفة الأمر الذي خلقهم الله له وأخذ عليهم الميثاق به وأرسل به رسله إليهم وأنزل به كتبه عليهم ولأجله خلقت الدنيا والآخرة والجنة والنار وبه حقت الحاقة ووقعت الواقعة وفي شأنه تنصب الموازين وتتطاير الصحف وفيه تكون الشقاوة والسعادة وعلى حسبه تقسم الأنوار ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. So the author, he mentioned the first question, and that is, what is the first obligation upon the servants? The very first obligation that is incumbent upon the people. And the response is, the first obligation upon the servants is to know the matter for which Allah had created them, to know the reason why they were brought into existence, why they were created and given life, took a covenant from them for, sent his messengers to them with it, and revealed his books to them about it. So the first affair is to know why Allah created the creation and why Allah took the covenant from mankind in reference to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the children of Adam out from his loins and called them to witness, and they are bore witness. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf. So this is from that affair. And likewise, the reason why Allah, he sent the messengers, and also he revealed the books, subhanahu wa ta'ala, all for the same reason. For its sake, the world and the hereafter, paradise and the hellfire, were all created. And this is the wisdom likewise from the creation of this life and the hereafter, the Jannah and the Nar, the Jannah and the Nar. And through it, the inevitable day, the Haqqa will be established, and the great event, the Waqi'ah, would occur, and meaning the day of resurrection, whenever this world will go away and a new life will come. The people will be resurrected and brought back to life and taken to account for their deeds. They will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, in regard to it, the scales will be set up, the scales of justice, the scales in which the deeds, they will be weighed, and their records will be scattered, and in the people's deeds likewise will be scattered. وَإِذَا السُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. Based on it, wretchedness and happiness will be determined, and whether a person, he is miserable, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ and a loser, and hereafter, and occurring the anger and the wrath of Allah, or whether he's in eternal bliss and happiness and joy with the pleasure of Allah and his mercy. This is all determined from this affair. And according to it, the lights will be distributed. And according to it, the lights will be distributed. I mean, the light in this life, and likewise the light in the hereafter. The light in this life of guidance and sound knowledge and success to implement that knowledge, and also in the hereafter to see across the sirat into the paradise, into the Jannah. And he for whom Allah has not appointed light, for him there is no light. For him there is no light. So this is the first question. What is the first obligation for the people to learn and to know? What is the first obligation upon the people, upon mankind? And he said the first obligation is for them to know the reason why they're created and brought into existence. The reason for all of these affairs here that are mentioned. He referred to this in Surah Al-Wusul by his statement, أَوَّلُ وَاجِبًا عَلَى الْعَبِيدِ مَعْرِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ إِذْ هُوَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْأَوَامِرِ أَعْظَامُ وَهُوَ النَّوْعَانِ أَيَّ مَنْ يَفْهَمُ. He mentioned that the first obligation on the slaves is to know Ar-Rahman with Tawheed. to know Ar-Rahman with Tawheed, and knowing this affair, this is why they were created. They're created to know Allah, to worship Him alone, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and to single Him out for all actions of love, servitude, and devotion. For all actions of love, servitude, and devotion, sincere obedience, hoping for His reward, and revering Him and fearing Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reason. This is what he mentioned in As-Su'al Thani. As-Su'al Thani, the second question, وَمَا هُوَ ذَلِكَ الْأَمْرُ مَا هُوَ ذَلِكَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ لِأَجْلِهِ مَا هُوَ ذَلِكَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ لِأَجْلِهِ What is that affair? What is that matter for which Allah created the creation? What is the issue that he's referring to, that is being referred to in the previous question, the details of that? The response, al-jawab, قال الله تعالى وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون So the author he mentioned now, رحمه الله تعالى, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in response to this question. What is the question? What is this affair? What is the matter for which Allah has created the creation? What is the reason and the wisdom for the creation of the creation? So he says that Allah the Most High, he said the meaning of which is, and we created not the heavens and the earth and all that is between them for mere play. We created them not except with truth. We created them not except with truth. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and that which is therein was not created in gesture or play with no purpose or without any wisdom. Rather, Allah, He says, مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ And we did not create them, and meaning the heavens and the earth, except with truth. Except with truth. But most of them do not know. But most of them do not know. Then He says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And the Most High, He said, and we created not the heaven and the earth, and all that is between them without purpose. And we did not create the heavens and the earth. And all that is between them without purpose. That is the consideration of those who disbelieve. And that is the conjecture and the false thoughts. And the false thoughts of those who disbelieve. So the creation of the heavens and the earth was not without purpose. It was not in falsehood. It was not for mere play. It was not for laughing and joking. Rather, it was with truth and in truth. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ ولتجزى كل نفس بما كسبت وخلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق ولتجزى كل نفس بما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون And the Most High, He said, and Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth, and so that each person may be recompensed for what he has earned, and they will not be wrong whatsoever. And they will not be wrong whatsoever. And Allah created the heavens and the earth بالحق بالحق in truth and with truth. So that each person may be recompensed for what he has earned, and they will not be wrong whatsoever. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And the Most High said, and I, meaning Allah, did not create the jinn, nor mankind, except that they should worship me alone. Except that they should worship me alone. So the author now, he's referring to this issue, the wisdom from the creation of the heavens and the earth. This is clear in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This question is a question, no doubt, that is of utmost importance. And it comes to the mind of every sound-minded individual. It will cross his mind and he will think about that. What is my purpose in life and what am I doing here? And the answer is that the creation of the heavens and the earth was not in falsehood or in vain or in gesture or in joke or in play. Rather, it was in truth. Rather, it was in truth. Then he created with a great wisdom and a great purpose, a great wisdom and a great purpose. And that is that affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the messengers with, and He revealed the books, any that which was mentioned in the previous affair, the creation of the heavens and the earth, and likewise of the Jannah and the Nar, and the reason why the scales will be established, and the people will be taken into account, and there will be some that are happy, and there will be some that aren't miserable. All of this is based upon this affair here, the wisdom behind the creation of the heavens and the earth. The wisdom behind the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned this issue in a number of verses. And the fact that He created the creation bilhaq. This is our discussion now. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqa samawati wal arda bil haqq. Allah, He created the heavens and the earth in truth. Allah, He mentioned in Surah Al-Hijr, وَمَا خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ فَاصْفَحْ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. And we did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them except with truth. And the hour is surely coming. And the hour is surely coming. What is established when the hour comes? Those scales, that accountability, and the recompense of those who do good with good, and with those who do evil according to their deeds. فَاسْفَحِ الصَّفْحِ الْجَمِيلِ. So therefore, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, overlook their faults with gracious forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in Surah Al-Rum, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Referring to the people of the dunya, the worldly life, those who are overcome by the love and the desire and the glitter of this worldly life, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know only what is outside, the outside appearance of this worldly life, only the tangible affair. They know the reality of this worldly life and the physical matters and joys. They are completely heedless and negligent, forgetful about the hereafter, which is approaching them rapidly. Which is approaching them rapidly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the cure for this heedlessness. Clarifies, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَوَّلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. They did not ponder and think deeply about their own selves. If a person were to ponder and think deeply about his own self, he'll realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not create this creation in falsehood or in vain or without purpose. Subhanaka. He would say, glorified is Allah above that. Glorified is Allah above that. So the one who ponders over the creation around him sees the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his self and his family and the environment around him. He'll realize that there is wisdom in the creation. Wisdom and purpose in the creation. And a person, he's not left without any commandments or prohibitions or to follow his desires and do what he likes. Rather, Allah, He mentions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجْلِ مُسَمَّى وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. Do they not think deeply in their own selves, about them, about their selves, how Allah created them from nothing, and similarly He will resurrect them and bring them back to life? And Allah did not create the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them except with truth, and for an appointed term. And indeed, many of mankind deny the meeting of their Lord. Deny the meeting of their Lord. Notice whenever the mention of creating the creation in truth, after that is followed by the mention of the accountability in the hereafter. This is from the truth that the creation was created for. This is from the truth that the creation was created for. Barakallahu fikum, accountability and standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah, He mentioned in Surah Al-Dukhan, the one the author He referred to, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And we did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them from mere play. We created them and we did not create them except in truth, in meaning to examine and test those who are obedient and those who are disobedient, and then reward the obedient ones and punish those who are disobedient. But most of them do not know. And Allah, He mentioned in Surah Al-Ahqaf, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. And we did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them except with truth and for an appointed term. But those who disbelieve turn away from what they are warned of. But those who disbelieve turn away from what they are warned of. Any meaning of the standing before Allah and accountability, the resurrection on the day of judgment and standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, accountability. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the creation in truth. He created the creation in truth. So whenever we discuss this affair here, the an Allah khalaqa al-khalqa bil-haq. Bil-haq wa lil-haq. This includes two affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the creation with truth and for the truth. So whenever we discuss this now, bil-haq, this is referring to the purpose behind the creation, the wisdom and the purpose behind the creation, the wisdom and the purpose behind the creation, why we are in existence, the creation of the heavens and the earth and our very own existence. And this includes two affairs, the clarification of the creation of the heavens and the earth bil-haq, It consists of two affairs, al-ghaya al-murada min al-khalq wal-ghayatu al-murada tu bi al-khalq. The goal intended from the creation and the goal intended for the creation. The goal intended from the creation and the goal intended for the creation. You say the wisdom for the creation, the wisdom that is intended from the creation, and the wisdom that is going to be the wisdom that is for the creation. That is for the creation. So what is intended from the creation is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to love him and to obey him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Two affairs likewise. What is intended from the creation? Al-ghaya, al-murada, minhum an ya'rifu Allah azza wa jalla wa ya'buduhu. And that they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that they worship him. This is what is intended from the people. The people were created for this purpose, to know Allah azza wa jalla and to surrender and submit to him in obedience. To surrender and to submit to him in obedience. And this is established in the book of Allah in a number of verses. In a number of verses, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he clarifies, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mithlahunna yatanazzalu al-amru baynahunna lita'lamu anna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allaha qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. That it is Allah who created the seven heavens and from the earth the likes thereof, and his command descends between them in order for you to know. In order for you to know, the lam here is called lam al-ta'lil. It indicates the reason and purpose of something. So Allah, he mentioned in this noble verse that he is the one who created the seven heavens and likewise from the earth the likes thereof, and that his command descends between them. His universal command descends and likewise his legislative command descends. And likewise, his legislative command is in subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the wisdom from this, and the purpose behind this, and what is intended from that, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And in order for you to know, in order for you to know, in order for you to know what? That Allah, he has the ability to do all things. And that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge. Meaning to know Allah Azza wa Jal by his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. He is Al-Qadir. He is Al-Aleem. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nothing is hard or difficult for him. He is the creator who has brought everything into existence. And he is the one who has given everything its shape and its form. And the one who has created the human being from sperm and from mixed fluid, the sperm of a male and female. In this manner that is well known, indeed he has the ability to do all things. The one who has created the moon and it traverses through stages. If you ponder and reflect over the creation, you will realize these affairs. The one who has created this creation and is sustaining and providing for this creation and taking and disposing of the affairs of this creation in the most beautiful manner. He is the one who indeed has the ability to do all things. And likewise, he has encompassed all things in knowledge. Allah ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latif al-khabir. Should not the one who created know best? And he is the most subtle, all aware. So therefore, by pondering and reflecting over the creation and thinking deeply about these affairs, one, he will realize that Allah, he has the power to do all things. And one will realize that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge. And from here, a person, he will know Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the creation, all of it, are all signs indicating the majesty and the power and the authority and command of Allah Azza wa Jal. This creation around us, our eyes and our ears, our fingers and our toes, all of these are signs indicating the majesty of Allah, indicating the power of Allah, indicating the supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, indicating his mercy and kindness. His vast mercy and kindness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the coming of the prophets and messengers and the sending of the revelation, so on and so forth. All of this is indication of the mercy and the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. So a person, he will reflect over the creation around him, and he, in this manner, he will know Allah. In this manner, he will know Allah. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرُ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that from his signs, indicating his majesty and authority, indicating his command and his power, that he has the ability to do all things, and he has encompassed all things in knowledge as the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. And from his signs is the night and the day have become an alteration. And the day never catches the night, and the night never catches the day. And likewise, it doesn't just come automatically like a light switch. It comes gradually in the most beautiful manner. And the night changes into the day, and the day changes into the night, and every day is a new day. And today is not like yesterday. And every day is a new day, and today is not like yesterday. And that which occurred yesterday cannot be undone. You can't go back. And you can't go back. And today is a new opportunity, but it's a new day. Just like yesterday was a day, but today's a new day. And tomorrow is a new day. And it likes like this. This is from the amazing affairs in the creation, indicating the majesty and power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon as well. The sun never catches the moon, and the moon never catches the sun. And all of them, they're in an orbit, and they're flowing smoothly, and according to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if that's the case, you realize these affairs, then Allah, he clarifies, فَلَا تَسْجُدُ لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ. Don't prostrate. Don't devote yourself in worship. Don't humble yourself before the creation. Don't prostrate and bow before the sun or the moon or anything greater or lesser than that from the creation. Rather, bow and prostrate. Humble yourself in obedience and submission to the one who created them, if it's Allah whom you truly worship. If it's Allah whom you truly worship. So this is the reason for the creation. The creation is created to know Allah. To know Allah and to worship Him. These affairs, they must come together. Whenever the people of knowledge, they mention, for example, in those lines of poetry, أَوَّلُ وَاجِبٍ عَلَى الْعَبِيدِ مَعْرِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. The first obligation upon the slaves is to know Ar-Rahman, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with Tawheed. To know Him with Tawheed, he clarified this likewise. After that, that's إِذْ هُوَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْأَوَامِرِ أَعْظَمُ. Because this is the greatest commandment, the Tawheed of Allah. وَهُوَ نَوْعَانِ أَيَّ مَنْ يَفْحَمُ. And it's two types. So what is intended by knowing Ar-Rahman with Tawheed is knowing Him with the Tawheed that is beneficial and good, that the prophets and messengers they were sent with, that the creation was created for, and that is to know Allah by His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and to surrender and to bow down to His command and to worship Him alone, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah and His beautiful names and attributes, if it does not cultivate in the heart love and reverence of Allah until a person surrenders to Him, it will not benefit. It will not benefit. So what is intended from the Tawheed is two aspects. The Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal is understood in two major categories, and that is the Tawheed al-Ilmi wa Tawheed al-Amali. Tawheed al-ilmi wa tawheed al-amali. This is the tawheed. You must bring both of them. And the first one is the means and the gateway to the second one. To know Allah is the means and the gateway to worship Him and to surrender to Him and to obey Him. And the more one learns about Allah and he's truthful in his search for knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more he will surrender and bow down. The more he will love Him and obey Him and seek His pleasure. And the more he will revere Him and fear Him and avoid His anger, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is the second aspect why the creation was created for. Al-ghayatu al-muradu minhum. The goal intended from them. To know Allah and to worship Him. To know Allah, this is clarified in a number of verses from them, the one that we just mentioned. As for to worship Him, likewise, the author, he mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship Me alone. So this is the wisdom of the creation of the jinn and the mankind, along with the wisdom of the creation of the heavens and the earth and that which is between them. Now it's clear that wisdom is to establish the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, by knowing Him by His beautiful names and by His lofty attributes of perfection that He has made Himself known by in His book, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and likewise by way of His noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarified in the authentic sunnah. Allah, He mentioned His names and attributes. Allah, He clarified His actions and His rights, likewise, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and that is to know Him and to love Him and to surrender to Him and to worship Him. To surrender to Him and to worship Him in the manner that He has prescribed, in the manner that He has legislated, in the manner displayed and clarified by the noble prophets, the best of them and the last of them, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, the al-ghaya al-murada min al-khalq, the goal and the intended goal from the creation is to know Allah and to worship Him, is to establish the tawheed. Is to establish the tawheed. The tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal is understood in two major categories. Al-tawheed al-ilmi wa al-tawheed al-amali. Al-tawheed al-ilmi is the knowledge-based tawheed, where you learn about Allah You learn about Allah, His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. And you learn about His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you single Him out for that. And you single Him out for that, and you give Him His right with regards to that. And this knowledge, whenever it's fruitful, and whenever a person is sincere with regards to that, it will sink into his heart until he loves Allah. It will sink into his heart and it will grow until he loves Allah and has great love and reverence likewise for Allah. And he will hope for the mercy of Allah with great hope. And he will fear and revere Allah Azza wa Jalla with great fear. And this will carry him to act. This will carry him to learn why, to learn how to fulfill his purpose in life. It will carry him to learn the path that is pleasing to Allah, the creed and belief and methodology and way, the commandments and prohibitions and the law and legislation, the halal and the haram that is pleasing to Allah for him to establish, and he will establish that. And he will avoid everything that contradicts that or conflicts with that. And he will show preference to that, and he will base his love upon that and his allegiance likewise upon that. In this manner, a person, he will be upright. By knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by knowing Him in this manner from a tawheed al-ilmi, then this will bring about the fruit of the application. And this is what is intended. And this is what is intended, to apply the tawheed. To apply the tawheed, that you know that Allah, He can hear you and see you wherever you are, then you fear Him that you will say or do something that is not pleasing to Him, or that you will fall short in doing something that is pleasing to Him. You know that He can see you. You know that He knows your intentions. You will not be able to hide. All of the favors and blessings that you have are from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you'll be shy, and you'll revere Him and have reverence for Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will honor His legislation and law, and the commandments and prohibitions will have a great place in your heart because of your knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and your efforts to implement that knowledge. In this manner, the faith grows. In this manner, the iman becomes strong. The point is that this is the wisdom for the creation of the people. This is what is intended from us. This is what is intended from us, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla through knowledge, through great knowledge, knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes, His names and attributes and His actions. وَالْغَايَةُ وَالْمُرَادَةُ بِهِمْ وَالْغَايَةُ وَالْمُرَادَةُ بِهِمْ What is intended from, what is intended for them. We've seen what's intended from them. Allah, He created the creation بِالْحَقِّ, from the truth that Allah created the creation for. And is that which is intended from them, and that which is intended for them. That which is intended from the creation, and that which is intended for the creation. That which is intended from the creation is التَّوْحِيدُ بِنَوْعَيْهِ, to worship, to know Allah and to worship Him. To work, to know Allah and to surrender to Him in obedience, in humble and humble obedience, and to worship Him. What is intended for them is that they will be taken to account. And they'll be held account, that they will be taken to account, and they'll be questioned with regards to this tawheed. And they will be judged according to their deeds. And they'll be judged according to their deeds. We understand this? So this is what it means whenever Allah, He says that He created the creation in truth. So this is the wisdom from the creation and for the creation. The wisdom from the creation, the wisdom from creating the creation, and the wisdom for creating the creation. So the creation, what is intended from them is that they will know Allah and worship Him. And what is intended for them is that they will be taken into account with regards to that. And there will be a group that will enter paradise in honor and nobility, and there are a group that will be, and that will enter the fire and humiliation and disgrace. And humiliation and disgrace. And Allah has created a group for the Jannah, and He has created a group for the fire. And He has guided the people of Jannah and facilitated for them to do the deeds of the people of Jannah until they die. And Allah has also left the people of misguidance and deviation, the people of the fire, to their whims, and they follow their desires and their lusts until they die. You understand? So the people of Jannah, they're created for Jannah, and it's made easy for them to do the deeds of Jannah until they die in that manner. May Allah make us from them. And then the people of the hellfire, they will do the deeds of the people of the hellfire until they die upon that way, and they will be disgraced in the hellfire. So this is the wisdom for the creation. This is the wisdom for the creation. And there's a test with regards to this. So this is an amazing affair. This is an amazing affair. This is an amazing affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the creation in this manner, with this purpose, and with this aim, and with this goal. In this manner, and this with this purpose, this manner, with this purpose, and this aim, and this goal. and this aim and this goal. So now we go back and read the verses that the author he mentioned, because this is all clarified here. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ And we did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them for mere play. We created them not except with truth, but most of them do not know. But alhamdulillah, now we know, right? The truth that the creation was created for us from two aspects. What was that? The goal intended for them and the goal intended from them. The goal intended for them and the goal intended from them. This is the truth that we're created for. The creation of the heavens and the earth was created in truth. This consists of two things. This comprises two affairs. The first one is the goal intended from the creation. What's intended from you? You're created to do something. What was that? To know Allah and to worship Him. At-tawheed. At-tawheed. To have knowledge and action. Al-ilmu wal-amal. Al-ilmu wal-amal. Al-ilmu wal-amal. نعم الذي هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم The gather between what? العلم والعمل العلم بالله واسمائه وصفاته وافعاله سبحانه وتعالى وحقوقه وحقوقه And they implement that This is why we're created To know Allah and to surrender to Him To know Allah and to love Him To know Allah and to worship Him To know Allah and to obey Him To know Allah and to submit to Him To know Allah, to fear Him, and to revere Him, and to hope in Him, and put trust and reliance upon Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give Him His rights that are due. He's the creator and the provider and the sustainer. There's no creator beside Him, and no sustainer likewise. He is the one who has authority and command, and no one can rule against Him or judge against Him, and no one is safe except with His permission. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you put your faith and your trust and your reliance upon Him, and you seek nearness to Him through obeying Him and following His prophets and messengers. Alayhim salatu wassalam. This is what we're created for. This is what we're tried with. Commandments and prohibitions. Commandments and prohibitions. And there's another goal intended for them. Likewise, the outcome of that, the result of that, which is taking them to account, standing before Allah Azza wa Jalla and being taken to account for your actions and your deeds. For your actions and your deeds. So most of mankind, they do not know. But those whom Allah favored, He favors them with knowledge. Knowledge of this affair, knowledge of at-tawheed. This is the favor of favors, the blessing of blessing, that Allah will guide you to know Him. That Allah will guide you to have concern about learning about your Creator, learning about His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, even greater mercy and guidance coming from Allah after granting you the desire to learn, directing you to the people of tawheed, and to the people of sunnah, and to the scholars of hadith, those who understand these texts properly and correctly, and those who know these affairs in detail with proof and light and guidance. And you learn in this manner about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You learn about His rights, tabaraka wa ta'ala. You learn about the pathway that leads to His pleasure. And you learn about the ways that lead away from His pleasure and to His anger, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the knowledge that is beneficial. And this is the wisdom from the creation of the heavens and the earth. And this is what it means when Allah, He says that He created the creation in truth. But most people, they do not know. And Allah, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And Allah, He did not create the heavens and the earth in falsehood or without purpose. Without purpose. He didn't create it باطلًا. Rather, He created it بِالْحَقِّ With purpose. With truth. And that purpose is in two lights. For them to establish His rights by knowing Him and worshiping Him. And also so that they can be taken to account for that. This is clear. This should be very clear. This is the creed. This is the aqidah. Allah, He is our creator. Allah, He is our provider and sustainer. He created us for this wisdom and this purpose. Created us for us to know Him and to love Him and to worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, through obeying His commandments and avoiding and staying away from His prohibitions and taking His prophets and messengers as role models. Alayhim salatu wassalam. And drawing near to Allah in the manner prescribed and legislated. And there's a test with regards to this. And there's accountability with regards to this. And there's a day of resurrection where we'll be brought back to life and stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is the reason why we're brought into existence. This is the reason why we're brought into existence. But as for the disbelievers, those who do not know, those who have not been blessed with this affair, they think that this world is for something else, for playing and laughing and joking, getting married, or even fornicating in any pleasures and desires and the likes like this. And they're lost. And they're lost. And they're like animals. Rather, they're more astray. Like animals do not advance upon that which is harmful. If the animals, they see fire, they go the other way. If the animals, they hear something, there's something dangerous around them, they go the other way. As for the lost human being, then he hastens and throws himself into his own destruction and following his desires and whims, which will lead to his own his own failure, what he other billah. So the disbelievers, they do not know this affair, and they think that the heavens and the earth were created in falsehood. If you ask one of them while he was created, they'll differ in this. They'll differ in this. And then yakhtalifuna fi dhalik. This one, he said, why were you created? He said, I was created to be a doctor. Another one, he said, why was he created? I was created to be an engineer. Oh, this is why I was created for this. Other ones, you know what they say? He said, he was created to get high. He was created to get high. His life is to smoke weed. I know people like that from back before I was a Muslim. That's what they say. That's what they say. They're going to do this till they die. And they brag about that. They brag about that. This is their life. This is what he's created for. He's created to be this or he's created to be that. La, la. That's not why you're created. You're created what? Why are you created? To know Allah and to worship Him. And you're tested and tried with regards to that. As for these other affairs, then if a person has a good intention, then they can turn into a means of helping him fulfill his purpose, being beneficial to the creation. And the likes like this, and means that are lawful and allowed, this could be a means of fulfilling the purpose and drawing near to Allah Azza wa Jalla, but it's not the purpose. The purpose is to know Allah. The purpose is to worship Allah and surrender to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to surrender to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions here likewise, وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَلِتُجَزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth, and so that each person may be recompensed for what he has earned, that they will not be wrong whatsoever. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me alone. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has some great commentary and explanation in his tafsir of this noble verse here. This noble verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat, clarifying the wisdom for the creation of creation. What are they created for? They're created to do this. So Allah, He mentioned in that verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn nor mankind except to worship me alone. The lamb came again here. The lamb at Ta'il came again here. Do you see it? Illa li. Illa li ya'budun. And li ya'buduni. Illa li ya'buduni. That's the meaning. That's the meaning. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. In the verse in Surah Talaq, الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن أرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لي لتعلموا. So here Allah, He mentions Allah, what Allah did and the wisdom from that. Allah, He created the heavens and the earth, and He sent His command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to know Him. Understand? He created the heavens and the earth for you to know Him. Allah did this so you can do that. Allah did this so you can لتعلموا. So that you can know. The creator of the heavens and the earth is Allah. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. Why He did that? So that you may know Him. This is in Surah At-Talaq. In Surah Dariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me alone. So here Allah clarified likewise why He created the jinn and the mankind. It's Allah who created the jinn and the mankind. And the reason and the wisdom behind that is so that they may worship Him alone. So that they may worship Him alone. So this is the clarification. Allah, He is the creator. And this is why He created the creation. He created the heavens and the earth so that we may know Him. And He created us and the jinn so that we may worship Him. Because if we know Him, then we will worship Him. If we know Him, then we will love Him. And we devote ourselves to Him in humble obedience. And we'll have great hopes for His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the affair. And I did not create the jinn nor the mankind, illa liya'budun. Illa liya'budun. What does that mean? Except to worship me. Except to worship me. And it's been narrated from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumma, illa liyuwahidun. To single me out alone for worship. To single me out alone for worship. Even it's been narrated from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumma, that he said, kullu ma warada. في القرآن من العبادة فمعناها التوحيد فمعناها التوحيد. Every time the word ibadah is mentioned in the Quran, then what is intended from that is tawheed. Every time the word ibadah or the words derived from it, whether it's ibadah, the word ibadah or the word abid, or for example ya'budun, like here, what is intended from that is the tawheed, because this is the reality of ibadah. So Sheikh Shankiti rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir, he mentioned about this. He mentioned about this verse, a beautiful interpretation. And he mentioned the meaning, illa liya'budun. Allah did not create the jinn nor the mankind, illa liya'budun. Illa liya'budun. What does that mean? Except to worship me. So Shankiti, he says, rahimahullah, illa liya'budun, ay illa li'amurahum bi'ibadati. وابتليهم أي أختبرهم بالتكاليف ثم أجازيهم على أعمالهم إن خيرا فخير وإن شرا فشر. He said, may Allah have mercy on him, the accurate and correct meaning, inshallah, of this noble verse, except that they should worship me alone, is except that I will command them to worship me. Except that I will command them to worship me. Because if we look around with regards to the will for worship and obedience, this is only, it's only the believers who do that. As for the disbelievers, then they do not worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether some of them, they worship the creation. Many of them, they worship the creation and others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created the creation to worship Him, meaning that I will order them to worship me, that I will command them to worship me. And then I will test them and try them with regards to that, meaning I will examine them with regards to their religious duties and obligations. Now I will test them and try them with religious duties and obligations, and I will examine them with regards to that and take them to account and recompense them for their deeds. If they do good, then they will be, have good, and if they do evil, then they will have evil. Then they will have evil. So again, he says the meaning, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except to worship me, أي إِلَّا لِأَمَرَهُمْ بِعِبَادَتِي, except that I will order them to worship me. Except that I order them to worship me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent prophets and messengers clarifying this, and they ordered the people to worship Allah. And this is from the wisdom of the creation of mankind and the jinn. And then along with that order to worship, وَأَبْتَلِيهِمْ أَيْ أَخْتَبِرُهُمْ بِالتَّكَالِيفِ, and then I will try them and test them. Meaning I will place upon them religious obligations and duties. I'll place upon them religious obligations and duties as a trial and a test. As a trial and a test. ثُمَّ أُجَازِيهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ, and then I'll recompense them according to their deeds. Then I'll recompense them according to the deeds. In خَيْرًا فَخَيْرٌ وَإِن شَرًّا فَشَرٌ. If they have good, they will have a good recompense. And if they have evil, then their recompense is according to their deeds. It's according to their deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. That everything in the heavens and earth belongs to Allah. Meaning He's the creator and the provider and sustainer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This creation belongs to Him, Azza wa Jal. And from the wisdom of that, لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. In order to recompense those who do evil according to their deeds, and to recompense those who do good with the best. With the best. So this is the wisdom from the creation of the heavens and the earth, to test mankind and the jinn with the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, by granting them the faculties and the ability to hear and to see and to comprehend and to reflect, and also trying them with emotions and desires and lusts and whims, and then making this creation around them delightful and pleasurable and attractive, and as well creating the devil and evil in order to try them and to test them, because Allah, He loves to try the people. He loves for the people to strive and their faith in the unseen, believing in Allah, although they have not seen Him, and applying His commandments and avoiding His prohibitions and hoping for His reward, and fighting off the devil and his whispers and suggestions. And Allah loves for the people to repent and recognize their shortcomings, and to seek forgiveness and to ask for pardon, and to strive against their souls to obey Him. And this is the wisdom of the creation. And the outcome of that is that there's accountability, and there will be a group in paradise, and there will be a group in the fire. There'll be a group in paradise, and there'll be a group in the fire. And this is what he's referring to here, rahimahullah. That I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me, except that I'll order them. I'll order them to worship me. I'll order them to worship me. You understand? And then I will grant them the ability to do that. I'll grant them the ability to hear and to see and to ponder and to reflect. I'll grant them desires and lusts, and I will try them and tempt them likewise with the devil and with his forces. And I will reveal guidance and law and legislation and religious responsibilities and duties, commandments and prohibitions that they'll be tested and tried with. Commandments and prohibitions with regards to the eyes. Commandments and prohibitions with regards to the ears. And these are the pathways to the heart, and thus the greatest trial, the trial of the heart and one's emotions. It must be checked with the reins of the legislation. The person, he must love Allah and love what Allah loves, and love what Allah loves, and love those whom Allah loves, and love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is a trial here. There's a trial here. We're tried in our love. We're tried in our love. We're tried in our love. This is from the fundamentals of ibadah. The peak of ibadah is the peak of love and veneration. The peak of, and the reality of ibadah is the peak of love and veneration. It's going to come, inshallah. So we're tried with the severe. This is why we're created. Will we love Allah or love our desires? Will we love Allah and follow His commandments and seek His pleasure? Or will we show preference to our whims and our lusts and our desires and cling heavily to this worldly life and turn away from the hereafter? Or will we fight our desires and our whims and our impulses and our lusts and emotions and check them with knowledge and sincere faith, hoping for the promise and the reward of Allah and preparing for the meeting of Allah? Preparing for the meeting of Allah. This is what determines success in this life and in the hereafter. This is what determines success in this life and in the hereafter. So the first obligation upon the servants is to know why Allah created them. And that is bilhaq. He created the creation bilhaq. What does that mean? In truth. What is the truth that we're created for? Al-ghaya al-murada minhum wal-ghara'a al-ghaya al-murada bihim. The goal intended from them and the goal intended for them. So what is intended from them? It's meaning what you're supposed to do. What are you supposed to do? To know Allah Azza wa Jal and to worship Him alone. To know Allah Azza wa Jal and to worship Him alone. The reality of worship is, again, is based upon love and reverence and humble submission and willful obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, by complying to His commandments and avoiding and staying away from His prohibitions. This is the foundation of ibadah. This is the foundation of ibadah. So the reality of the commandments and the prohibitions is a great reality with regards to ibadah and the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is from the means to perfect and complete the tawheed. The tawheed can be established, but it can be weak and deficient. And the means to perfect it and complete it is to fulfill the rights of at-tawheed. And the rights of at-tawheed lie in establishing the commandments in the manner prescribed and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. And avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. So a person, maybe he'll have tawheed, but if he does not establish the commandments in the manner prescribed, or if, and he's negligent with regards to that, or if he violates some of the prohibitions, that which is lesser than major shirk, or something that is lesser than the nullifiers of the religion, it will bring weakness to his tawheed. His shahada will become light. His shahada can become tainted and weak, stained and light in the scales because of sins. Because of sins. You understand? Because of sins. Sins are the opposite of obedience. Of obedience. We have ta'ah and ma'asiyah. You have ta'ah and ma'asiyah. The reality of ta'ah is in establishing the commandments and performing the recommended affairs and avoiding the prohibitions and also leaving off that which is disliked. All of this is considered da'a. So if you do this, you're in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you do this in the manner prescribed, hoping for the reward, this is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is tawheed. The opposite of that, yani, is the ma'asiyah, yani the disobedience. Disobedience. The disobedience lies in failing to perform the obligations properly, or leaving them entirely, or violating some of the prohibitions, You understand that? So if you do the ta'ah, it will increase your faith and strengthen your religion and make the tawheed firm and strong, and your shahada will be heavy in the scale with Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you violate some of those rites of obedience, and you fall into that which is forbidden and not permissible, or you do not establish some of the commandments the manner prescribed, then this will bring weakness to the shahada and to the tawheed, and to the faith it will become deficient, and the testimony will be light accordingly. You understand that? So this is from the rights of tawheed. From the perfection and completion of a tawheed is to implement that knowledge by performing the commandments and staying away from the prohibitions. This is what we're created for. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ إِلَّا لِأَمُرَهُمْ بِعِبَادَتِي ثُمَّ أَبْتَلِيهِمْ أَيْ أَخْتَبِرُهُمْ بِالتَّكَالِيفِ بِالتَّكَالِيفِ يعني بِالْأَوَامِرْ وَالنَّوَاهِي بِالْأَوَامِرْ وَالنَّوَاهِي. We're tried with commandments and prohibitions. We're tried with commandments and prohibitions. Barakallahu fikum. This is so important. This is so important. This is so important. The commandments and prohibitions. The commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and the prohibitions that Allah has forbidden. This is where the trial lies. And this is where the test lies. And there's accountability. The ghaya al-murad bihim. This is the outcome. This is the result of that. That what is intended from us is that we're going to die. And we're going to be resurrected and brought back to life. And we're going to be stand. And we're going to stand before Allah, and He's going to take us to account. And we're going to be judged for our actions and for our deeds, that which we did in this life. That which we did in this life. This is what it means that Allah created the creation in truth. That Allah created the creation in truth. And the reason why the heavens and earth is created, and the paradise and the hellfire were created, and the reason for the waqi'ah, and the reason for the haqqah, and the reason for the qari'ah, and all of this, based upon this, will be sa'adah and shakawa. And all likewise, the lights will be distributed. Some people that have a great portion of light, and others they will have lesser than that, and some they will have no light whatsoever, according to their tawheed, according to their iman, according to their ta'ah, according to their Islam, according to their deen, according to their taqwa, according to their religion, according to their faith, according to their obedience, according to their submission, according to their sidq, ikhlas, their truthfulness and sincerity, according to their itiba', according to their mujahada, according to their striving as their soul. This is how you get light. This is how you get light. You get light by following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, establishing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions. This is why we're created, and there's a test with regards to that, and there's accountability, and all of this is from the wisdom of the creation and the meaning of the fact that Allah created the creation in truth, not without purpose, nor in vain or mere conjecture. After this, the author, he says, the next question, as-su'al, ma ma'ana al-abd? Ma ma'ana al-abd? What is the meaning of al-abd? Inshallah, we cover this in our next class. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.